Welcome to Minority Corner
with an Eke
and James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only more black, gay,
and ladylike. Previously on Minority Corner.
What a week. We got into it.
We did.
Straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton.
Straight out back into the casting room is what they need to do.
Yes, and get their priorities checked with African-American women.
Mm-hmm. You threw shade at queens. Queen Latifah.
Some queens. I gave some props to some real-life queens that are doing it up, changing the business. And then I also threw some shade at Aretha Franklin, mm-hmm. and Beyonce a little bit because, you know, they need to be knocked down a peg.
And we realized that black people aren't at Renaissance fairs.
They aren't, but your family was.
My family was. And Alfre Woodard is Black Mariah, and you couldn't be happier.
I love her!
But not her name.
No.
Shall we get back into Minority Corner?
Let's do it!
My thigh is hella itchy.
Why's your thigh itchy?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Do you got bug bite?
What are you trying to... My summer bugaboos are still here?
Yeah, are they still in your bed? Have you washed your sheets?
Yes, I've washed my sheets.
Okay, good. Good. I'm just going down the list.
And I'm stopping to sing bugaboo. I'm not doing it no more.
You just don't do it.
I actually don't have bugaboos. Stella got her groove back.
Ooh!
It's that list.
Is it working?
It's working.
Update list 2016.
Like this past weekend, like... Seven guys. They got several numbers. It's like college all over again.
I know. One per each day of the week.
And one of the guys was actually on my makeout list.
Only one out of the seven?
Well, you make a list and you put it onto the universe and then you just
thou shall receive.
Just like they used to do back in the Renaissance. It's magic.
It's the secret. The secret worked for you.
Actually, I want to write a book. And it's called, and here's how I do it.
All right, tell me.
You still have to buy the book, everybody. Listening.
I won't get a free copy.
No, you gotta, girl. I gotta make money.
Come on.
No, you can look.
Just hook it up.
You can get like the Google free pages.
I'll put it in my library.
Okay.
You can have a reading at my library.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Now I'm in.
See, I know how to twist this. I know how to work it.
Okay. Then you get a free copy.
Thank you. That's how I get my free copy.
I like how you're doing all this work to just get a free copy of my book.
It's what we do as librarians.
So the book's gonna be like 1,000 pages.
Okay.
You seem nervous about this.
Explain some more, please.
It's gonna come in probably like 3 parts.
Part one.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know what all the filler stuff is. It's gonna be about my journeys and experiences. And the book is called The Word. And it's all about the word that's going to get you that lover.
But what is the word?
Exactly. So I'm going to go like spend all these like pages upon pages.
A thousand to be exact.
1,000 pages, exactly. Yeah. Talking about this, my stories and my experiences. And then at the very end.
Yes.
I'm like, the word that you use to get laid or to find your lover.
Don't say it, though.
I want to.
But then people won't buy your book.
Oh, okay. There's just one word, and it's been using for me.
Okay, just say it. What is it?
Hi.
I've told you this 1,000 times. This is...
You are so upset with me right now.
Because literally, people are like, I just don't know how to get their attention.
You just say hi, actually. It's really easy.
Testimonial from James Arthur right now.
I've been saying hi, and not even just saying hi to people that I'm interested in, just saying hi in general to people.
Yeah.
So then it's like a thing that I just do and say.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so I first, I make eye contact, then I smile, and those two things check out so far, then I give a hi.
Yeah.
I once even waved at someone.
You waved?
I waved at him from across the bar.
Did you say it like that?
And then, like, I was, like, very, like, weird, like, shoulders were up, and I was like, eh. And then he came over, and he, like, he was, like, this big, muscly Latino guy, and, salsa danced with me, and...
Oh, hell yeah.
So just, like, saying hi, and it makes sense, it's, like, if someone doesn't say hi, you don't want to sleep with them.
It's true.
I don't want to sleep with no sad sack.
Say
Sally.
Hello to me. Give me eye contact. I love that advice.
Like, the guy at the gym, like, he won't say hi.
Then he's not worth it.
Moving on.
Move on to Kanye West presidential candidate 2020.
I heard something on the Twitters about this. He's running.
After a long 15-minute rambly speech on the VMAs that I caught the end of.
Okay.
He was just up there in his sweatsuit that he designed himself.
Cute. He's doing it all.
His tan-colored sweatsuit. Mm. And he talked about how he rolled the joint and how children need education.
Is this a stump speech?
It was. Because at the end, he was like, and guess what, y'all? I'm running for president in 2020.
Donald Trump is opening up doors for everyone.
I feel like Kanye West is the left side Donald Trump.
It is pretty much. I would like to see them in a debate. Now that is the elections for... Actually, that would just be like the saddest point in like America.
All of our eyeballs would fall out.
America's country, like, it would just be like, we're the dumbest country. Like, it would be the epitome of, like, everyone already thinks that we're stupid, and then those two.
Can you even imagine?
I don't want to. So I didn't even know the VMAs were happening until my friend Paul, he was like, hey, the VMAs are happening. And it's like, my life used to revolve around the VMAs. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there used to be, like, such big celebrities and big events.
They
like,
are.
It was like, oh, Britney and Christina, they're doing an award together.
I know. I think we've aged out.
I also think that, like... I think that too. I also think
that's
that
a part
like
of it.
I also think that like there's so many options for adults, like young adults in terms of TV.
Yes.
That back like, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Oh yeah, that was it.
MTV was it. So everybody was tuning in.
And the videos were more prevalent on MTV, whereas now videos are kinda on YouTube. That's where you go to watch a video. So them honoring it on MTV is kinda weird.
Although I'm not really watching it, things just pop up on the internet and people are already like sending me like, did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see?
The Nicki Miley throwdown?
I mean, there's just tons of drama just happening. Surfer started with Taylor.
So, okay. Nicki was complaining about how women of color never get nominated/win awards.
Right.
Taylor thought it was about her, thought it was a dig, and was like,
she was like, girl, Nicki, what are you doing?
Right.
Is this about me?
I know.
Everything's about, girl. She's like,
hello.
And then she said something, she was like, when I win, we can both go up there.
Exactly.
Weird.
So that's what she said. She was like, when I win, you're always welcomed on the stage with me.
She's like, let's go together for female solidarity. And I do agree that, like, there was this really nice, I mean... I hate seeing women being pitted against each other.
Me
and Taylor
too.
Did call that out.
It's
but
true.
Nicki was not specifically saying Taylor Swift.
She was not. And Taylor is a hypocrite because she made a whole video called Bad Blood, which is against Katy Perry. So...
Okay.
But anyways, that got squelched on the VMAs because they performed Bad Blood together.
But before they even performed,
Miley
decided to open up her mouth and get involved in the conversation.
She took Lily Tomlin's
advice in the wrong direction. She's being interviewed by the New York Times and she was like, well, you know, I just think that Nicki's making it about something that it ain't. And she was like, you know, just accusing her, applying
that
race card.
She tone-shamed her.
Yeah.
And this is a point that I wanted to bring up for everybody to know. Tone-shaming is a thing that men use against women and that other people will use against people of color or whatever to kind of twist it and say, well, don't get upset. Don't react that way. Don't be rude.
Oh,
just calm down.
She pretty much told Nicki Minaj, a black woman, how to do her protest or how to get angry or how to respond or don't do it in that sort of way. And it's like, first, why are you talking about it? Get out of this. Get out of this
just
conversation.
Go away.
Go get ready to host your awards and wear your weird outfits. And also this like woman who is guilty of appropriating black culture
so
and black things.
So guilty of it.
Like,
using black women as props.
And it's so challenging for me because I appreciate her things that she does for, like, LGBT rights. And just sort of, I think her story is interesting.
She's a good ally for, well, I mean, I guess she identifies as bi.
Yeah.
So then, but she's good at championing that cause. Why can't she champion another cause that she clearly benefits off of?
She should have kept her mouth shut. Yeah. Then, Nicki wins the award for best hip-hop.
Calls Miley a
bitch. She was like, and Nicki's so interesting because she was like playing all these different characters at once. I think Nicki is very smart at like, she knows how to play the pop music industry.
Yes.
And like, even in her award speech, she was like, hey, yo, you know, I'm here to win this award. And then she was like, but I would also like to thank my fans.
I know.
and my pastor, Sister Lily.
And then like, she brought it like, right back
and again. She was and like, and you know what? We got to do one last thing. We got to bring it back over to this other bitch who was running her mouth, Miley. Yeah, what you gonna do? Something. She was like, meet me in the backyard after
she
the show.
She kind of flips a little too quick for me.
It was like,
whoa,
switching up.
I know.
And then Miley was like, there's like video of like Miley was caught off guard. And
she
was
know.
Like listening to the speech and her smile went to like, oh, what? And she was like, listen, girl, we're all in the same industry together.
Meanwhile, she's twirling her dreadlock weave that she got in her hair. Yet another appropriation of black culture.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane, Miley.
And then, to top it all off, she was then trying to recover of hosting the whole entire show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miley was like, I lost this award for best new artist. And look at me. I don't care. It's just an award.
You care.
Yeah, you're doing all this crazy stuff because you care to try to pretend like you don't care, but you're like, right. look at me twerk this 10-foot bear.
I know. That's I wish someone that actually cares. Happened.
Wasn't she twerking a 10-foot bear?
She was twerking Robin, what's his face?
See, new thing. Okay, speaking of music.
Oh, what's going on?
I just finished Empire today.
I do want to point out about Empire.
There's did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Oh,
been
you
done.
Did? I didn't know you watched Empire.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you've been waiting this whole entire time
to,
like...
I watched it while it was airing.
Girl, why didn't you tell me?
Because there's one thing that I found out that kind of bums me out a little bit.
Wait, what?
Terrence Howard is, like, a straight-up wife abuser.
Oh, okay. Wait, before we rain on my parade? Jeez. I'm like, I just saw Empire! Okay,
we'll put that over in a box.
Put that in a box.
Now let's talk about the art.
Oh my God, Empire, that shit is crazy. First of all, that first episode, like Cookie gets out of prison. My three favorite lines of Cookie in the first episode alone.
Okay, tell
she
me.
She was like, it's Cookie's turn to get what Cookie wants. And then she
that's
was like,
good.
She was like another one. She was like, no one tells Cookie what to do. Like,
that's a
she
good
kept
one.
Talking about, like, in third person. I kept waiting for her to say, it's Cookie time. My other favorite one was when she was drunk and she was like, eat these cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Eat these cookies.
But she was
you
like, drunk off of
these cookies.
Drunk off of like purple syrup or some craziness like that. The world.
Shit crazy.
So I'm just going to say this right now. I will be very disappointed if Tarisha P. Henson does not get an award for that performance.
She did get nominated. You think she should get... I'm glad that she's nominated. I don't know that she deserves to win.
I thought she did such a good job.
I think the show waffles so... I'm glad it exists because I watched Days of Our Lives for 16 years.
It's a soap opera. It's
Dallas,
supposed to be...
Dallas, Dynasty, it's right up in
frothy,
there.
Frothy, silly,
absolutely.
Ridiculous.
I don't know that it deserves, like...
I just think her acting was good.
She was good. I think she was a really good, solid anchor in it. And I think, like, what's interesting, like, Terrence Howard is a good actor in the sense that, like, I forget sometimes that I hate Lucius Lyon.
I hate him.
But sometimes, like, he does these other things, and you're like, oh, wait, I like you. And then you remember, oh, yeah, he shot that guy five times in the face.
Yeah, and then, because the next scene, it's him being a dick. They always switch it up. He's like, hey, everybody, I'm gonna be a nice man right now. And then the next scene, he's like, I hate you. I'm gonna kill you
right
now.
No, then he turns
right
it up.
Now.
He's like, get your pussy ass out of that recording studio and you be a man. And
you then, be a man. Doesn't his voice sound crazy, though? He's always like, Hannah, 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 Hannah.
He's always singing. He's from a musical family. I loved that one girl had to put a bib to give her husband a blowjob. The stories are like, here's my...
Wildness.
And like, it's almost like they also don't under... I feel like it's like, I think we'll look back at the show and be like, I don't think they understood how things worked. Like, I don't know a lot about ALS, but they were like, no, and nobody does. And that's why they were like... He's got ALS, so we're all just like,
The nurse is the true villain of the story, because she like hella misspoke.
Don't spoil.
Okay, well... Okay.
The nurse doesn't... She's not a good nurse.
She's not a good nurse.
And it took her weeks to be...
Not a good
nurse.
I have one thing to say to you.
What?
Drip. Drop.
Drip, drip,
drip,
drip,
drip, drop.
Drip, drop. The music of the show is amazing.
You're so beautiful.
I hate that song, though. Here's... The Empire is at its best.
The big climax when a man loves a man.
I think the show is at its best when no one's getting along and everyone's conniving and trying to backstab each other.
Yes.
The show, for me, loses it when they're all like, we're a big family, we love each other. I'm like,
And you know that lasts like 2 seconds, though.
And I guess that's the other thing is that things change so fast on that show. It's almost like there's no consequences. Like, anything can happen. And just like, oh, so-and-so slept with what's-his-face and he's mad at her.
Then they're all eating breakfast the next morning.
The next episode, it's like, oh, no. Hey, sorry about that. Oh, okay.
I know. And then they go on to produce a song.
Yeah. Crazy. Everyone who's black is on that show.
Every black artist, I know. Guest starring. I'm on episode 6.
Of what?
Empire.
Oh.
You didn't see me?
I literally got you.
I got you for 2 seconds there.
I was like, when did you go?
I got you.
Were you in their club, their nightclub? And like, a lot of things just don't make sense. There was a big gunfight in the middle of the day. They all pulled out guns.
I don't even know.
My favorite is that, like, the Tiana girl who's essentially Rihanna.
Yeah.
Clever writing. Tiana.
Who's now part of
Rihanna.
Taylor Swift's girl army group? Or whatever.
Okay. I love that, like, so Mariah Carey's coming on next season. Yes. Like, the very second episode is. Half of her scene is her standing in front of this giant 20-foot portrait of Mariah Carey just with her, like, mouth wide open. Just,
how do you know this?
I've just watched all 12 episodes in, like, 1 week.
Oh, my God. No, I mean Mariah Carey?
Oh, yeah, she's coming on. She's on
board. No, but her... I'm confused. You said that you saw her episode?
No, in the second episode of the first season.
Yeah.
The Tiana girl.
She's in front of... Yeah.
I'm just like, and it's like, they keep cutting back to it. I'm like, is this foreshadowing? Mariah Carey's coming.
I love it. I love Mariah Carey.
I had a huge star sighting.
Who?
It was today.
Oh my God, you gotta tell me right now.
So you know, and like, it's, of course, this is the celebrity that I run into, or I see, and it was awkward and creepy.
Tell me!
So you know that I love The Real World.
Okay, so now I'm lowering my expectation of celebrity right now.
How dare you? I know everyone's surprised and shocked to hear that I am a Real World fan. I think I talk about it every episode.
You always got to drop it in. Little Janet Jackson, Little Real World,
It's hard to say.
Tell your story.
So Paul and I are about to go to our dance class for Icon Dance Collective.
Icon.
We're going, and then I ran to a few friends of mine who I do all these performances and shows with.
Yes.
And they're sitting at this table, and I see this woman who's a little bit further back.
She's an older
Asian woman, and she's got, like, 2 kids around her. Oh. And I keep looking at her, and I'm like, I know her, but why would I know, like, an older... I don't know why I would know her. I'm like, did she take one of my classes?
Yes.
But I feel like I was just looking at her face.
Oh!
Something about it, I was like, I've seen that face. And then as soon as I pieced it together, and I'm like... Everyone else is, like, not seeing what I'm seeing. And I'm like, you guys, it's... And then I hear the waiter calls, and he's like, Judd, party of five.
Yes!
And I was like, it's Pam and Judd.
They're still together?
Judd was right. They have 3 kids.
What?
So Pam and Judd from... It's the third season of San Francisco. The third season of Real World, which took place here in San Francisco.
Yeah, the one with Pedro.
Hella old school.
Yes.
And there she... And then, like, she walked by me, and I smiled. I was like, hi. I said, oh, I did my thing.
Oh, you did your thing.
I did my thing. She was with kids. And I wanted to, like...
Yeah, you didn't want to
I wanted to, like, be like, hey. Who... Let's be honest.
She's pretty excited to get recognized.
And that's the thing is, I feel like they've never went back for any of, like, the challenges or anything.
No,
like
they've
that.
Stayed very.
So, like, I feel like, but she was with her kids, so I didn't want to, like, make a big deal because, you know, I'm sure they really work hard to try to stay out of that life.
Yeah.
But it was like, they looked exactly the same.
That's crazy.
It was like, Judd was, like, right behind me that entire time. It's crazy.
You know what makes me feel really happy about that story is, one, they never left San Francisco.
They didn't.
Two, they met on the show.
Yes.
And then they have stayed together.
And you know that she actually, she does HIV AIDS research. Since Pedro died, because she was a doctor.
Yeah.
So that's what she does now.
Oh my God, how sweet is that?
How do I know that? Because that's why, you know, I was like, I feel like I was just looking at her face.
Yeah.
I was. On Friday, I was looking at this list of like 25 Real World stars. Where are they now?
Oh, she was on there.
You know one of those clickbait things?
Of course, I love
where
that.
Where you have to click 5 times to get one fact.
And you, like, they always have those weird ads where it's like, this boobs. Pill will help you with
get
this.
Get bigger boobs.
There's this one where it's like, you wouldn't believe her body, and it's this lady's head photoshopped on a foot on the beach.
Did you click it?
No. Oh, but okay. It's like amazing. It's one of those ads. I love that story.
Yeah, that made me really excited.
It's a good one.
A little bit of sad news. I don't think you know this.
Oh, no.
Did you hear?
What happened?
Wes Craven died.
I know. A lot of people are dying. 76. Wes Craven died today. Oliver Sacks died today, too.
It comes in threes. The celebrity rule of threes. Who's Oliver Sacks?
Yeah, amazing neuroscientist guy. He's the one that inspired Awakenings, the one movie from the 80s that had Robin Williams in it. Oh. In Robert De Niro.
Oh.
Go listen to his stuff. His speeches are amazing.
Wow.
Wes Craven, yeah, amazing.
He apparently had brain cancer.
I didn't know that he had brain cancer.
It makes me sad. I mean, the Scream series is some of my favorites, and I'm loving the TV show. I haven't finished yet.
Rest in peace, those two guys.
And... random.
Okay.
Do you remember that story about that woman named Amber who got stung by bees?
Yes, I do.
I was retelling that story to somebody else because it's so ridiculous.
Yes.
There was this woman, Amber, she was giving birth in the woods, stung by bees. She was in, she had gone
well,
to
did she get stung by bees or she just got swarmed by bees?
Because she got attacked by bees because they were attracted to the placenta.
Right.
Then she thought the placenta was going to attract bears, so she threw it into the bushes.
Exactly.
And she had gotten lost because she was... in labor.
And she was trying to find her way to the casino or
no,
to her parents' house?
No, she just came from the casino.
Right.
Because she was trying to go to a different casino.
Oh my God.
Apparently all of this actually started because she was giving this guy a ride, this meth dealer guy, a ride. And he had given her some meth. And apparently she actually had while she was going into labor, she injected herself with meth.
Are you kidding me?
Because she thought it would help with the labor.
No, Amber, no.
So maybe that's why she started that fire. Because she was high. She burnt the building, the forest down.
She was on another astral plane at that moment. Things weren't making sense to that lady.
Isn't it crazy? I feel like every time I hear more, like every time I tell someone about the story, they're like, I don't believe it. And they Google her.
And it's like more information leaks out.
There's more information about. And so her other three kids had been taken away from her. And they all obviously took this one too.
Yeah. I hope that kid is all right. Because it probably has drugs in its system.
I don't know how babies
work.
I don't know how babies work. Neither does she.
I know. She apparently does not. And it went from Amelia Bedelia to straight up like.
Sad Lifetime
lady
story.
Yeah, to Breaking Bad scariness.
AMC should get the rights to her story.
Oh my God. AMC needs to step up their game. I'm ready for the new show.
They have something about Sal. Everybody loves Sal. Everybody hates Sal.
Oh, the Sal-mite. Spinoff. The
Samsonite.
Spinoff. You're just, here we go.
Having a seizure.
Let's do it.
Oh, should we go to the corner since
Let's
I'm having...
go.
Save me from my seizure.
No! Let's go. All right, well, I've made it into this corner. What is this magical place? James, help me!
In that case, clearly we're in the land of What's Up with Allies Corner.
Oh, I'm an ally.
Yes.
You're an ally.
Well, we're talking about specific allies.
Oh, okay.
Specific allies to Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
Or specific allies to Black people in general.
All right.
So we're going to do a little check-in and see, because there's always people like, you know, who've said, what can I do?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some examples of what some people in the ally community are doing.
Uh-oh. This could go good or it could go confusing.
Well, let's find out.
All right.
I'm not going to have an opinion. I'm just going to, just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts. We're in ally corner.
There's a man named, a young man named Steve Amos. He is a self-proclaimed pickup artist.
Oh, no. I can't handle pickup artists.
Well, you don't even know what he's doing
yet. I know what a pickup artist is.
Okay. Well.
Already, he has one strike against him. He probably likes to wear large fuzzy hats.
I'm not confirming or denying.
Okay.
It's actually really hard to find a picture of him.
Oh, I wonder why.
Here's some background information about him.
Okay.
He claims to have slept with 2,400 women in his life. All were white except for two.
Yay for those two
black
ladies.
No, they weren't black.
Okay. I should have guessed
that.
They
were Asian. They were, then he's zero black women.
2,000 women?
2,400 women.
This guy's a pickup artist, and he's bragging about the ladies that he's sleeping with. Yet another reason why I hate pickup artists.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you know, he's really upset. He looked at his, statistics, and he was like, I'm upset. about this. I have a lot of quotes from him, so I'm going to read these quotes.
This guy
I wonder
is
what his
rich.
Voice is.
I don't even know.
I feel bad. I haven't had sex with a single Afro-American. What does that say about me? That I'm racist? I think so, even though I'm not. So
I don't mind that.
He's realized that, like,
he's paying attention.
He's like, oh man, look at my track record. I'm not about this. So he is doing a campaign where he wants to bring attention to Black Lives Matter.
Oh no.
So his goal is,
what is
through Black Lives, he's like, he says, Black Lives Matter. And to show that, I'm going to have sex with 1,000 black women in 1,000 days. I'm going to document every sexual encounter with words, photos, and video, and put them online for free. Our site will be fully ad supported. So people can follow me as I do this. And I want to bring attention to this very important thing of black lives. Imagine millions of people following me daily. They will constantly have to think about the importance of black lives watching me have sex with Afro-American women.
Okay, well, thank you for gifting all the black women of America your dick.
Yeah.
We don't want it, probably.
Okay, all right.
Probably don't. And
that is going to be the spokeswoman. She's, probably don't.
But I do have an interesting feeling about this that you're going to find very interesting.
What?
I feel like black women aren't sexualized in a positive way enough in media. So, I mean, I like that he's being like, black women are sexy. I don't know.
It's interesting. I think it's interesting that, like, he's so perplexed and he's like, what can I do? And, like, having sex is, like, what he does.
Apparently, he's like, I'm just gonna bang the black women across America.
Okay, there's more. So, let's hold on to that as he
I can't take
bangs
this guy seriously.
Black, I know. Okay, as he bangs his way.
Bangs black women across America.
Oh, gosh. So he's got, but he's like, oh, God, I got to rework my playbook because he's like, I don't want to talk to black women.
We're people.
Well, listen, I mean, listen, he says Afro-American, Aneke.
What is he going to
so,
say? I'm
well,
so scared. I'm
he
so
says
scared.
That they're a different breed.
Oh, yeah.
So he's mm-hmm. like, I'm going to go into the black communities, ghettos as they call them. And oh start God. Befriending black men and pick their brains. I just want to get to know this beautiful race of people and figure out how Afro-American women tick so I can have sex with them.
He sounds like one of these like 1800, not archaeologists, what's the other one?
Anthropologist. Yeah, which is a
totally
dead,
clueless
like, idiot. Like, and like, Afro-Americans not, like, what? What? He was, like, reading some book.
Clearly,
from...
he's not around people of color.
No. So he's planning, well, that's why he's, you know, trying to do this.
He's gonna get immersive.
So September 11th is his D-Day where he's gonna...
What a day to pick.
He was like, you know what?
Of all the 365 days.
I think he's trying to make that day mean something different.
Bang black women across America.
Bang black women across America. And then he left with these final bit of words. He said,
I'm ready.
The inequality and police violence Afro-Americans have to endure in America. And then he says, please print that with 3 K's. Is a national tragedy. Oh. He's like, I'm going to help people. Something about he wants to help people see the tragedy that's happening with black people.
By banging black women across America.
You know, and here's the thing. I guess I'm like, okay. Good effort. And I think, like, it's okay to say... He's trying to get involved in the conversation.
He is.
And it's okay to get in the conversation and know that you might say things wrong.
Yeah.
And he is.
He is.
And do things wrong.
And he is.
Because there's just a lot of, like, weird things happening.
There's
with
a lot
this
of women hate.
Thing.
This is all wrapped up in a nice little bundle of women hate.
It goes back to the fact that he's a pickup artist.
I know.
And so that was the first problem. And that, like, he's gonna, like, single-handedly... And racial tension by fucking black women.
And then,
I think he's also this. He's doing this in partnership with some website. I think it's like
porn.
Black Juice Crow.com.
Gross.
I'll post it on.
That's gross.
Should I link that?
No, I don't want to be connected to that.
Oh, yeah. Black Girl Juice.
Gross.com.
He's partnering with them.
That makes my hoo-ha shrivel up into a tiny little raisin.
That's where he's posting his videos. I'm gonna post my words and photos. Words. Like words. Like he's gonna write poetry about this.
Oh my lord.
This black beauty.
Watch, he actually goes through this experience and on the end of it, he totally gets enlightened and then he's like a champion of Black Lives Matter. Oh,
I think there's other ways to do it. I have other things to fight that I don't even like really.
It's so silly. I can't even handle it. I just want to see him get shut down. Next week, I'm going to come and be like.
I also want to like educate him. Like, stop saying Afro American, first and foremost.
Just
like,
say
I
would black,
like
to, dude.
You can say black. Like, we. It's
not, we're fine with. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I really want to get hit on by this guy. I really want, like, next week to be like, oh, this guy came up to me and said, Excuse me, girl, what's up? I like all these like dated terms, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How you doing?
I actually want to encourage all the women out there, especially the black women and women of all races, don't have sex with this guy.
No,
this guy's a fucking idiot.
End the shit.
He's stupid. Nobody have sex with him. I'm warning everybody. Okay. That's why I wanted to put this out here.
It's a PSA.
It's really a PSA. Don't have sex with Steve Amos.
Steve Amos, you're in the corner.
And if you're Steve Amos and you're not this Steve Amos, we're not talking about you.
I'm sorry.
But if you are Steve Amos and you are listening to this and this is your plan, stop. No.
Maybe he's doing some research and listening to us.
He's like, fuck, I got it. He's going into our communities, which is also known as the ghetto.
Oh my lord.
Things like that. So you should I absolutely encourage you to get more black friends and go to a rally, go to a protest.
Yes.
Aneke said it, they don't need your dick.
No.
That's not.
No, you can put your dick back in your pants.
Yeah.
Zip up your pants, put on a nice shirt, go to a Black Lives Matter protest, and don't say anything.
Don't try to fuck anybody there. It's not
don't
about
try
that.
Try and bang black women across America.
Not at the Black Lives protest.
No, especially
actually,
not.
I don't think he should go.
I think he should go and just be quiet. He's gonna try and listen.
No, he's a pickup artist. He's gonna try to have sex with one of these women.
I'm gonna say artist is probably questionable.
Why?
Because he doesn't seem like he's an artist in this.
It's an art to it. Apparently, if he slept with 2,400 women, and that's really ambitious, 1,000 black women in 1,000 days, that's like 3 years.
That's a really long time.
And he's banging it out.
And that's a
who's
going to
watch
ladies.
All these episodes and these videos and this poetry?
Well,
that's one person on one end of the spectrum.
Can't handle him.
So that's one option.
Okay, sure.
That's a way.
Right.
So if those of you who are like, what can I do?
Don't do that.
It's just an option. You can go out there and try to bang a bunch of black people. Okay.
I say do it anyways, but not for the cause.
Yeah, don't do it for, just do it because we're hot.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
All right, so then there's on the other side, there is these two non-black comic book writers.
Okay.
One's name is Dennis Liu, and the other one is Jason something with a P.
So
good
Dennis
research
Liu
here,
is a
James.
Person of color.
Jason Liu is, I believe he's Asian.
Okay,
and then
person of color.
Jason Pettinger, he's a white guy. He's
okay.
The artist.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a comic book called Raising Dion.
Oh, yes.
So Raising Dion focuses on actually this woman who, her name is Nicole. She's black, she's a widow, and she's a single mom. And she's trying to raise her 7-year-old son who happens to have superpowers.
Neat.
And so a lot of the adventures include Dion, like Nicole trying to get Dion ready in the morning.
Yeah.
But like he's this kid with superpowers, so we'll teleport, and she's like,
gotta
get ready in the morning. So it's like, you know, the behind the scenes of like what was it like to, you know,
raise a superhero? Kid.
Yeah. Or like, you know, playtime is him using his like telekinetic powers and like lifting shit all
over
the place.
That's awesome.
Or like, you know, if he's on punishment, he'll like turn invisible so he can't like God. Be seen.
This is good.
Yeah. And so it kind of just, it was inspired by Dennis, the writer. Mm-hmm. He was inspired to do the story because based off of his experience of having 5 nieces.
Oh.
And he was really inspired to look at this from a single mom's perspective. And mm-hmm. so he went and actually did research and talked to a lot of single moms about what their experience was like.
That's good.
And the second thing of, then he also wanted this too. He was always fascinated with like, you know, like essentially Nicole is the Martha Kent or Alfred, mm-hmm. you know, the two people who raised, you know, Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent.
Right.
And they're actually some of the most important people
Aunt
in those.
Aunt Mary too in Spider-Man.
Aunt May.
Oh, May.
Aunt Mary J. Blige.
Don't make me spit out my water.
Mary J. Blige, she could be Aunt May in if they ever do Miles Morales. Oh, wait, but Miles Morales' aunt isn't Aunt May. Miles Morales is the black Spider-Man.
Yes.
The black Mexican Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But he would not have... Do you think he
Mary
would also...
Mary J. Blige?
Well, I was
we
saying...
We could work it in.
Well, I was saying he would have an aunt... His Aunt May would be Mary J. Blige, but...
Sure.
Miles Morales is, doesn't have an aunt named Aunt May.
Well, we could just create one.
That's true. We'll call it Aunt Mary,
Mary
J.
Blige.
Blige.
Other what? Alternative.
Marvel, are you
universe.
Listening? What was I talking about? Nerd stuff? Oh, yeah. So, but Clark Kent and, like, Martha Kent.
Yeah.
Super important, right?
Totally.
Because she raised, yes. you know, Superman. And so the whole entire idea is, like, making, like, who are these actual heroes who raise these
other
heroes?
Yeah, I love that.
And the reason why he wanted to make Nicole black was because he wanted, it's pretty much just in the direct response to a growing need and demand for superhero stories told from different perspectives.
I love this.
Like, that's like, yeah. And actually, like, Dennis, he is the... He does music videos, and he's also a writer.
Cool.
And he works for the Eastern Diversity Steering Committee.
This is how you be an ally.
Right. I mean, like, breath of fresh air from the
This is, like, literally textbook allyship right here.
So then, like, this really, the story also parallels the talk that a lot of black parents have to have with their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's got to coach, she's got to really make sure that her son knows, like, you can't use your powers or you can't, mm-hmm. you can't really be you, because people might see you as a danger and
this
a threat.
This is crazy how he did that. That, like, parallels, that's good.
And originally, he actually didn't even see it, but then once he did see it, he was like, whoa, this is huge. And to get people to realize that that's a talk and a conversation that
happens across
black families have to
have
family. With their kids. Of like how they have to be. He says, I think it's important to step out of my bubble of privilege and see what's really going on and to discover and look at injustices that have been swept under the rug or worse, accepted as the norm by society.
Yes, thank you.
So, and also it also looks at like, there's the first issue's already on their website.
Yeah.
I'll put a link so
Good.
You get the first issue.
Awesome.
And there's also like, you know, not only is she having to raise her sign and, mm-hmm. and teach him actually what it means to be a hero mm-hmm. and how to, you know, use his... Like, but she's also on the run from, like, the feds.
Oh,
the
shit.
The feds are trying to, like, yeah.
Capture him?
Mm-hmm.
This is good. And I saw a little bit of the art, and it's really good.
Very beautiful art.
Yeah.
Really badass. Mm-hmm. And, like, just, like, to put, like, a black single mom as... She's actually the real hero. And that
right.
we never get to see... You know, superhero stories are always from the superheroes, but not from... What about the other people? Who...
I love an outside perspective. I think it's totally fresh and new.
Absolutely.
It's good.
And she says, Nicole, she says, the most important thing about raising a superhero is learning how to become one first.
Ooh, origin.
I mean, because she essentially is a superhero.
Yeah.
Because she's having to raise a superhero baby.
It's true. I love it. I'm going to be reading that as soon as I can.
And I also want to address that I think... Mm-hmm. The contrast is so interesting of, like, 2015 and then when Black Mariah... Going back to Black Mariah...
Who I don't like.
Who's this huge 400-pound black woman.
No!
Crime boss. Ugh. But, like, how I was thinking about even then, like, how... People don't know how to use black women or what it means. Like, and I think that's such a beautiful, wonderful, amazing image of, like, yeah, she's a single mom. A widowed mom. Not like her...
Not like her husband's in jail or left her or something like that.
Widowed. And she's cute and she's... She's not...
She's not stereotypically, like, sassy, whatever, quote-unquote, ghetto, as Steve Amos would like to say.
Steve Amos would like to say that she's ghetto.
She's just
a black woman.
She's just a regular lady trying to raise her kid.
Yeah. So I think that's just amazing. Just because I, when I look at images of like Black Mariah, I'm like, man, in the 70s, they did not know what to do with black women.
It was either like Black Mariah, who's like fat and crazy, dumpy, or like uber sexual, big giant afro, Foxy Brown thing. Mm, you just want to be regular. We're just regular.
Like Boo Boo Kitty.
Right. I'll be, I mean, Boo Boo Kitty's cute.
That is, she is cute.
She's very cute. Did you know that her and the oldest brother are actually dating in real life now?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was the oldest brother, this is about Empire, was the oldest brother, was he on Dear White People? Was he in that movie? He
looks very familiar. I think so. I did some hunting because he looks super familiar. And he's
super cute.
By the way,
body
go see,
on point.
Go. Body on point.
Body on point. Actually, go see everybody, Dear White People. Everybody on there has like a good body.
Everybody looks good. Tariji P. Henson looks great,
she
too.
She looks amazing. So I wanted to just show two night sides and day. Of... Isn't that crazy? Two
what's
sides.
That guy's name? Steve Amos needs to take notes.
Steve Amos, Dennis Liu has another idea for you about how you can... I just think that there's other ways to be a little bit more proactive and more helpful.
It's so true.
So just some ideas. So thank you, Dennis. Steve, keep your cock in your pants.
Just zip it up and leave us alone.
Not
this black woman wants you to leave us alone.
They're not interested. Oh. Sorry, Steve. Find something else to do for the next 1,000 days.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I will say this about Empire. Going back to Empire.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because like I feel like sometimes when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh my god, this show is so terrible, and then I'm crying the next moment because the son is singing this beautiful song about like his dad, and his like
I know.
The middle son is like, I mean, you can tell that Lee Daniels, who's gay, he did 12 Years a Slave,
that
he did Precious.
That story is based off of his story a little bit.
Well, you can tell like, and like a lot of the story really does revolve around like the middle son, you know. And I also just like that, like, that show is filled with so many different types of black people.
Yes.
That, like, the three kids are all very different.
Right. It shows us not pigeonholed in one type of person, that we're a variety,
we're a lot.
Beautiful, multifaceted people.
There are sassy people, but there are also, like, Boo Boo Kitty and Cookie are two examples of, like, the different types of black women.
Yes. Oh, I wanted to point out, too, since we're on this tip really quickly. So, at the VMAs, going back to that, they debuted Taylor Swift's new video or whatever, and it's one of these like filmed old Hollywood in Africa, very much using Africa as a prop.
Okay.
Her love interest in the video is just her and this dude. I think he's Clint Eastwood's son. Very attractive, handsome man. Fine, whatever. But I'm saying, if you're gonna film a video in Africa, why can't your love interest be a black guy?
Her love interest, she went to Africa
and she finds a white dude.
What?
I mean, yes, there's South Africans that are white. But come on, you go to another country and you want to, like, whatever, just have, like, a right, like, mix it up.
Taylor Swift, get out of Africa. I'm done. Did she do this because Nicki Minaj did this, like, African-themed performance and she was like, that's a good idea, Nicki. I'm going to go to Africa and fall in love with this white dude.
I don't even
like, if
know.
You want to go to Africa, then go to Africa.
Right.
Mm-mm. All right.
I'm just saying, we're sexy people and we're normal
sexy
people.
You know what? I don't gotta fucking prove that shit to anybody. No. And so, Steve Amos, Taylor Swift, you guys can go fuck each other. Go fuck each other in Africa. No.
I don't even know what's happening.
Go fuck yourself in the middle of the ocean. Because you don't need, it's like, that's literally like someone like coming over to like, that's like me coming over to your house.
Yeah.
And like, fucking someone.
What? And then just leaving? I wouldn't even know what to do. I'd be like, James.
Can't
I'm trying talk to have
right
my
now.
Morning coffee.
Hey, I'm here. I'm here, right? Shows that I like you and I appreciate you. That's weird.
I don't know what to do. I'm going to go back to bed. You guys have the room. Just let me know when you're done. Clean up.
Hey, girl.
Send me a note.
Clean up.
Enjoy yourself. Full range. There's towels. I set some fresh towels in the kitchen for you.
You got a bib?
Stop it!
I really wanted to say something inappropriate, but I'm not going to.
What, like have sex with my boyfriend or something? That's what I was afraid that you were going to say.
What? Why would I say that?
When you said you were going to come over to my house and then have sex, and I was like, oh, with who?
No, I bring someone over.
Okay, yeah.
Are we still on this? No, I was going to say coochie.
Oh, what's wrong with coochie?
I feel like no one says that anymore.
I like coochie.
Like back in the 90s.
Coochie, you know, cutter pants?
Oh.
You never heard that phrase?
I did, but I never understood what that meant until now.
Mm-hmm. Too tight.
Oh, because they're all up in your coochie.
Yeah, they're cutting your coochie.
Oh my God. And so you can't breathe.
Well, I mean, you don't breathe from those lips, James.
I'm sorry. I do not. I'm confused. How does the female body work then?
We have gills.
Oh, that makes more sense. Mm-hmm. And around your coochie.
But why do you want to say the word coochie?
I just was inspired.
By the word coochie?
It popped into my head. And I was like, you know what? That's been a while. It's been a while since it's graced these lips and out of this vocal box and into the world.
Coochie.
Coochie, coochie, coo. That's inappropriate that you we say it to babies. You're just like saying like vagina, vagina, vagina.
It's not as cute that way.
Coochie, coochie, coo.
That's adorable.
Vagina. Coochie. Oh, okay. Speaking of...
My corner. My coochie corner.
Is this an okay's coochie it's corner?
It's like the opposite of coochie corner. Coochie corners are fun. This is the judicial system corner.
Oh, man. No. I want to go back to the coochie corner.
No, it's good. We're going to learn.
Okay. I got my learning hat on.
See? Ta-da! James literally just put a hat on his head.
It's my learning hat. That's how I learn. I can't learn without it.
Uh-oh. You better keep that hat on. You need to keep that hat on. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Recently, two judges were convicted.
What?
Sent to jail. One was sent to jail for 28 years.
This happened recently?
Yes. This happened last week.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mama. And this is good because it kind of taps on what we were talking about last week. Mm-hmm. Remember how we were talking about Michael Jordan and how much of a dick he is because he uses the prison systems in order to make Nikes and also funds private prisons?
Yes.
Okay. So Mark Ciavarella Jr. and Michael T. Conham were convicted of, they pled guilty. Because they were guilty of taking more than $2.6 million in bribes to send teenagers to two privately run youth detention centers.
I can't even. When did this happen?
Between the years of 2003 and 2008.
When did they get, like, how come this isn't, like, all over the news and everybody is not burning the shit down?
I know.
Judges getting bribes? That makes me feel very uncomfortable about everything.
So the fact that they got convicted for this now is shining light that this is actually something that happens.
It's all over. This system is fucked. And it's so fucking corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting bribes from prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because the prisons need
people in there. So privately owned prisons, in order for them to make money, they have to have people in the prisons. So, Robert Merkel, who is the owner of these two privately run youth detention centers, so not even prisons, these are youth detention centers, teenagers, young people, gave the $2.6 million, not in one lump sum, over 5 years these two judges for them to convict these teenagers.
Was that 2.6 each?
No.
Oh, okay.
Total.
But still.
Still, that's a lot of money. And how many, guess how many kids were sent? Juveniles were sentenced that were missentenced.
During that time? Mm-hmm. 200?
5,000.
Shut your fucking face. 5,000? And these kids' lives are ruined.
Ruined. A lot of them are still in detention to this day.
And, like, there's no way for them to get, I don't know how you would even undo that.
Right? There's many first-time offenders, and a lot of them still in detention, like I said, for today. Ruining lives.
Ruining lives.
Because these
and
kids
families,
were,
mm-hmm. like, communities.
One woman, well, girl, because she's a girl, she's a teenager, which is a child, was sentenced to 3 months in the detention center for making fun of her principal on MySpace.
I'm done.
I know, right? Just gone with the world. Just...
And you know what? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, just the other day, like, I mean, we're, like, I feel like there was those teens, what was that? Well, if that Kardashian girl.
Yeah.
No one's sending her off to, like, you know, she says all kinds of crazy things on her
Twitter.
Crazy
things all the time.
And no one's, like, jail her. And,
right.
Like, I'm sorry. Also, freedom of fucking speech.
Right.
Hello?
And you can go teenager. To...
But, like, even
you say that shit.
Even as a grown-ass adult, I can say whatever I fucking want about on my... In a, like, you can't throw me in prison for it.
Right. 3 months. Another boy was sentenced to, I forget how long he was sentenced for, but just for trespassing in a vacant building. So all of these children, like starting at the age of like 13, 14, were sentenced by these guys. And this was in Pennsylvania. And I just really wanted to point that out because it really shows a light that there is corruption going on, that there is a reason. And a lot of these kids were, of course, black and people of color. There's a reason why there's disproportionate amounts of people in the jails because it is now for profit. And I think it didn't used to be that way. Jails used to be government.
Which makes more sense.
These private places are basically corporations.
Well, and if you're a corporation and you're a business, your goal is to make business. And if your business is, you know, people being inside of these places and you got beds to fill,
you got to get people in there.
Well, and oh my God, that's actually even like work. Like, everyone's tied into it because it's like even like the phone companies are tied into it because they got to make sure, like, you know, whoever's like my mom used to do like wire. She was working for some sort of phone company or something. And she would say that they would have to go in there and they're all like a part of it. Like the electricity, like
that makes so much sense. Everybody's tied into it. I'm glad you brought that up because I was looking up different articles on this phenomenon and I found one that happened in Mississippi where a prison was getting bribed by the phone company in order to use them as a service in the prison. So it's just bribes all over the place.
All these businesses are, and then again, once these people are in, once these folks are in these places, like, it's free labor.
Right. So free labor. So not getting paid anything to make some Nikes that are going to cost $1 million.
Yeah, super expensive. And, like, you know, I mean, once these kids go into these juvenile detention places, like, I mean, it's not an accident they also end up in prison.
Yeah.
And really, they're grooming them so that that way they could just be back in prison as well.
Right, because it's not like these prisons have, or these juvenile detention centers have, like, oh, it's a rigorous make your life right programs.
Yeah.
It's you're just waiting in a cell, getting influenced by cruddy people that are in there.
You already think now that you're, like,
a piece of shit.
Yeah.
What is that going to do to your self-esteem when you've been sent to juvenile hall when you're 14?
And I want to, like, I would challenge everybody to, like, really, really flip the script on the way that you view prisons and these juvenile detention centers. Because, like, I've had people, like, there used to be a time when actually, like, you could be in prison and actually, like, still take classes and get some sort of, like, vocational training or something. So that way when you, or read books, like, libraries are, like, disappearing from, like, prisons. Right, they're getting less and less, like, time outside of their cells. Like, so all they are is, like, you know, just working out or staying in a room and driving them insane.
Feeding into this whole, like, gang sort of, because all they got to do is just create, like, you know, brotherhood gang stuff.
And they separate them by race as well. Right. A lot of these prisons are separated by race. So, like, you might not have gone in a white supremacist, but if you're hanging out with all these, like, other white supremacist folks, those ideas are going to be seeped into you.
I literally have a story about this. I knew someone who was sent to prison. I don't really know him that well anymore. Not racist at all. He's a white guy. Irish. So he had a shamrock tattooed on him. Goes in there. He was sent to prison because of it wasn't like he did anything crazy. It was like he was in a car with a car accident or something like that. And it killed somebody. He goes in there. And because he has that shamrock tattoo, the white supremacists, that's their symbol in jail. And they kind of, you either join them or you get messed up.
Yeah.
So you're forced into these long-standing institutions of racist behavior because these old school guys have been in there forever, separated from society, and they're not getting the training and the right type of betterment for you to re-enter society.
And that's like, and that's really, but there's yes, like I feel like if someone's going away to prison, then I feel like that should honestly be a time of like reflection and learning and something, some sort of something, because that's supposedly what they are for.
Right.
And then I've heard people use the argument of like, well, if someone's in prison, I don't think they should be reading books. I don't think they should be, like, studying. It's like, what the fuck do you think they should be doing for, like, 5 years, 25 years, just sitting and thinking about this thing that they did that is probably, apparently, in a lot of these situations, fucking corrupt reasons of why they're even fucking there.
Right.
How many, like, wrong convictions. Like, if someone's going away, then I want them to come out a better person.
Right. I mean, I don't want it to be, like, fucking Club Med in there, but no, I want them able to better themselves so when they come out that they won't go back into the system again.
Because, like, if you come out and then, like, you come out 20 years later and, like, I mean, if these people could be in prison mm-hmm. and learning programming, computer,
that'd be awesome.
Computer coding and programming, and they come out, like, because technology and things and vocations are changing, or even just learning basic, like, electrician skills. Like, there's certain trades, like, plumbing. Plumbing mm-hmm. is a great job to have. Doesn't matter. Yeah. There will always be a need for plumbers.
It's so true. Learn that vocation, come out, hook us up.
Yeah.
And maybe you will find some worth in your life, yeah. and then you won't result to crime and bullshit again.
But so, it's just so cyclical, and it's done like that on purpose. Like, right. it's not, like, this is proving it. And, like,
right.
and the fact that, like, this is just two judges that have been caught, like...
Right. Can you imagine how many others, countless judges in private prisons are doing this? Like, we need to investigate. Like,
lawyers who are maybe, like, even paid to be... Oh, who totally. Knows?
Totally. And then let's start with the quotas that the police have, too. Police in certain spots of the nation, New York City's one of them, have these quotas where they have to have a certain amount of arrests, a certain amount of tickets, certain amount yeah. of whatever per month, per year, per quarter. And if they don't make it, they get reprimanded. So you end up accusing people who aren't doing anything.
They're like, hey, you with the bag of kitties.
Right.
You fucking, you get in these handcuffs.
Get in this car.
Get in this car.
Leave that bag of kitties over there.
Not a lot of kitties here. Meow. Do you see this sign that says no kitties? You're like, no, I don't. You're like, don't you talk back.
Don't talk back. That's what happens. So I feel like it's gotten out of control. We need to pay more attention to our judicial system, our police system. Because shit is corrupt right now.
What do you want Steve Amos to do? Do you need him to fuck someone?
I need him to put his penis back in his pants.
Okay.
And zip up his pants.
I really want any time, like, we're upset about something, Steve Amos, like, comes out with, like, a thong. He's like, I'm ready.
No!
He's like, what do you need me to fuck someone?
Do you need me to bang?
No? Okay. We're like, no, Steve. Steve, just, we don't need you. Just please go. Thanks, Steve. He's like, okay. I'm here if you want.
I'm here to support you.
I'm here.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Can he just... It's so ridiculous. I can't be mad at him for some reason.
I know.
I just can't. I want
to be...
I just know.
I'm not mad at him, but I'm not happy with him.
Exactly. I'm very disappointed.
You need to get your shit together, Steve Amos.
So, what I want to wrap up with is I learned a lot of this from a promotion of a documentary that's called Kids for Cash.
Whoa!
So, it's coming out.
That sounds terrifying.
It's terrifying, but it's about this whole scandal that happened. You can hear some of the stories from the kids that were wrongly accused, hear how it all went down, and hopefully if this spreads... then maybe we can do more investigation into other private prisons and for-profit juvenile detention centers.
You know, Angela Davis calls for the abolishment of the prison system, and there are other countries in the Western civilization who've done so.
Really?
And survived. And there's other countries that, like, you know, like, you actually, there's one country in particular where the way they do prisons is actually, like, it's like a 9-to-5. Like, you go there and you... but you still come home.
Oh, interesting.
But, like, there's other ways, there's other processes that America is not. I mean, we have, like, we have more people in prison than any other nation.
Right,
like,
clearly we're doing something wrong. To get into, like, deep conversation, I feel like we need to reconfigure it. Because there are certain crimes that I don't think deserve the punishment, but then there are other crimes where I'm like, you need to just go away forever.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's other systems in place. I think there's other things and other things we can do.
Yeah, it's true.
Look it up.
Kanye West 2020.
Oh, yeah. Kanye West. I'm sure this is on his platform. Oh, I'm all in then. You got my vote, Kanye.
But right now, Neke 2016.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Neke James 2016.
Oh, no, I'm just comptroller. Oh, yeah, you don't put me on the ticket. That's fine.
You don't want to be on the ticket? Mm-mm.
I just want to, like, do flash mobs and stuff.
No,
it's okay. I mean, no, it's okay. But thank you. I mean, like, maybe a little mention.
No, you're going to be mentioned. Okay. A little asterisk, maybe? I would like to. A little, like...
I'll be your hype person.
Yeah.
Here comes Annette Gay. Bitch better have my money.
Give it.
Oh, look at Steve Amos. He's here.
Put it away, Steve. Just put it away.
Quizlet Corner. Am I singing
Quizlet
the song?
Quizlet Corner. I thought you were going to introduce it.
Oh, is that how I don't know how the show works.
How do, what? What Where are we doing right now? What,
Quizlet Corner.
Quizlet Corner.
Wait, what are we doing again?
Quizlet Corner.
Okay, I was confused.
Okay, let's do it.
So, history time. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I thought you were going to, I was changing up. I was trying to fool you that we were going to talk about history, and then you're going to be like, no, we're at Quizlet Corner. It's okay. Not all of our...
I was just game.
Not all of our sticks work.
Say yes, you're, James.
You're... Yes.
Just saying yes.
Say yes to the dress. You were just... You already had your, like, game face on.
Yeah, I'm ready. Look at me. I'm leaning in.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
Okay. You just get so competitive.
I'll smile at you to make it more comforting.
Yeah. It's a conniving smile.
Just
winked
at me.
Oh, God. so this is about, so there's a huge thing that went down with rentboy.com this week.
Did you hear
about this?
What is rentboy.com?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rentboy.com is where you can rent boy.
Just one? Just rent boy.
Yeah, you just one at a time. So it's pretty. It's a male escort service.
Okay.
For where men use to escort to get male escorts.
Like escort to a cotillion.
You can.
Okay. Like or an like, escort to the movies.
You can do that too.
Or escort to your
bedroom.
Coochie.
Into your coochie, your man coochie. Oh. You can get it. You can get it into your man coochie.
Is a man coochie a moochie?
It's your butthole.
Which I can call a moochie.
A moochie? Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Did you like
get
that?
All up in your moochie. Mm. Moochie, moochie, moochie.
Hashtag moochie.
Hashtag munch moochie.
Mm.
Munch, munch, munch.
Sounds like a breakfast cereal. What Georgie? Are you having? I'm just eating some munch moochies.
Munch moochies. A complete breakfast every Saturday morning. Wow, we should totally do kid stuff.
Yes.
And that's how we got arrested.
I know.
So rentboy.com, okay. So it's an escort service. It's been around for over 18 years.
Oh, okay.
Online.
It's barely legal.
Ooh, that's good. There's a huge bust that went down.
Oh, no.
There's a huge bust that went down. And so this is one of these is not true about the bust that went down with rentboy.com.
I don't even know where this is going to go.
Okay, one of these is not true.
Steve Amos was not there.
No, he wasn't, actually. Mm. Rentboy.com recently offered a $1,500 scholarship to their escorts. So there was a pause. There was
they're giving them a scholarship?
One of these is not true. I don't know.
Okay.
There was a scholarship competition offered. Like, you could apply for the scholarship if you worked for rentboy.com.
I wonder what the qualifiers were.
Okay. Rentboy.com made $10 million in revenue between the years 2010 and 2015, which is about the average that a McDonald's single franchise makes. One of these is not true.
Okay.
Rentboy.com participated in having underage escorts and sex trafficking and tax evasion.
Mm.
Or Rentboy.com, it's believed that Washington insiders were afraid of Rentboy.com and that they would be exposed and had Homeland Security team up with the NYPD to arrest the CEO of Rentboy.
CEO of Rentboy to arrest him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's it?
That's it. One of those is not true.
I know the last one's true because I think I vaguely remember reading that in a headline.
Yeah.
I bizarrely think the scholarship is true.
Okay.
What I don't think is true is that it made the same amount as McDonald's franchise because I feel like it probably could make a lot more than that.
Actually, no, that is true.
Oh.
They only, between 2010 and 2015, it only made $10 million.
I would think that it would make way more money.
So, and actually, the one that is not correct is that it had nothing to do with sex trafficking or underage, like, everybody was of age. There's no sex trafficking that happens with rentboy.com.
And they offered scholarships?
They do offer scholarships.
This is almost wholesome.
Well, that's the thing about this, is that the reason why there's a lot of, like, sort of outrage about this is, like, it seems very targeted that there are other, like, escort services, even for, like, straight folks, mm-hmm. that were not targeted for this. It seems very targeted towards a specific community. Mm. And that this existed in plain sight for 18 years.
I know.
Why did it take so long for them to go? If it was really a big problem, why mm-hmm. did it wait for this long? It
wasn't making that much money.
Exactly. And, like, so, like, one of the head investigator ladies who works with NYPD, she was like, mm-hmm. she was bragging about, like, the money that they were getting, and it was like, but it's only $10 million in revenue, which is, like,
yeah.
what a single McDonald's franchise would make.
Right.
So it's not like we're, like, now getting rolling all this sort of money.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of speculation of, like, what is this really all about?
Yeah, what's happening?
And it seems like even, like, the way that she was, like, talking about it, she was like, yeah, and we confiscated this. So they, like, six people got arrested, like the CEO and founder of Rent Boy, and like mm-hmm. six people who work for Rent Boy.
Okay.
And this is also putting a lot of people out of jobs. There's a lot of people who, like, that's how they get their money to pay for college.
Right.
There's a homeless, like, LGBT youth are mm-hmm. overly represented. There's so many.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way that, like, it would allow for some of them to keep a roof over their head, you know?
I, for one, and this is controversial, but I think regulated prostitution of people who are of age, and it
isn't consensual,
it isn't trafficking, it isn't anything illegal or creepy or shady,
right?
Hey, if that's where you're at, if you gotta do it, then do it, whatever.
And some people, like, enjoy, like, if maybe some people are really good at having sex, and, like, I don't understand, like, what's the difference of, like, if I pay for porno,
mm-hmm.
I'm paying for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't understand, like, why, like, it doesn't make sense to me. And I think
mm-hmm.
it's a business that's been around forever. You're never going to get
rid of it. It's the oldest business in the world.
Between acting and prostitution, it's the oldest job in the book. Like,
yeah.
Been around forever. And it's, like, it just same reason that, like, legalizing marijuana. Like, it mm-hmm. just, if you, for one, our economy can, we can make more money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, it benefits, because if it's in the light,
mm-hmm.
if it's in, like, the light, and it's a legal way to do it, then it cuts the shadiness out of it.
Right.
It would help eliminate, like, underage prostitution, underage sex
less
trafficking.
Less capturing of people and forcing them into this when it's available and clean.
As
like, what we need to do is look into Nevada where it's legal and see how that's going. Is it just as shady, or has it been cleaned up?
Yeah.
Is it more legit? Are people less worried about their safety when
yeah.
they do it over there?
She was, like, the language that this detective was using was, she was like, and I discovered that there are these things called slings that allow two people to have sexual intercourse.
It's a sex swing.
Yeah, she was, like,
but
doing
whatever.
This huge investigation. Like, she was, like, breaking the code of, like, what was going on in these. They were using slings, and she was like, and then there are these people called twinks. And
are you guys
like, lady, go fuck yourself.
We are in a Puritan.
Steve Amos, go fuck her.
She
that's
needs
my new,
a little.
That's my new statement.
Go Steve Amos.
Go fuck that person.
Go help that person out.
Fuck her.
It's just, it's one of those things where it's like, let's stop being so prude about things and let people just live their own lives as long as they're not hurting anybody or being hurt themselves.
Yes. And yeah, my friend, Mr. Pam, was really upset about this. Mr. Pam is a porn director.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is... Who?
Mr. Pam is a gay porn director who lives here in San Francisco.
Is his first name Mr. and last name Pam?
Her name is Mr. Pam. She's
this
late.
Is fully...
Her name is Mr. Pam.
All right, thank you.
I actually wanted to get her on the show because she was really upset about all this, because she has friends, like, she shoots gay porn.
Yeah.
So she has a lot of friends who she
that would be fascinating
guys,
if she could
love to have
come
her
on.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you know why she goes by Mr. Pam?
Why?
Because she's really good at shooting gay porn.
Uh-huh.
But, like, gay guys probably wouldn't buy porn from, like, it's, like, directed by Cynthia Stacy.
Like, yeah, where some it's lady. Like, they're like, what are you doing?
Mr. Pan, they're like, I don't, okay,
just
sure.
Like how I was like, what the hell's going on?
Exactly. But you're too late. You're already looking at naked dudes' cocks, and they're getting it, and you've
who?
Already,
Mr.
You've
Pan,
already jizzed.
What?
Yeah, too late. I'm already done. Sleep. So anyways, let's get Mr. Pam on the show.
Let's do it. Because I want to hear more about this.
Yeah, they're facing up to 5 years in prison for this. The people that were arrested.
Oh my God.
For what? And this is like a victimless crime. Like, who?
I know.
There's a victimless,
where's the victim?
There's not.
As long as those guys weren't like coerced or forced into it, then whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, well,
I'm sorry, Rent Boy.
Sorry, Rent Boy. And I feel like it's not a thing that's going to be changing anytime soon in terms of like our, like, there's so many other fights.
Everybody's
it's
just so scared of sex.
Stop it.
Scared of sex.
Not Steve Amos.
He needs to be a little bit more scared of sex.
Especially black sex.
Oh, God. Someone please just take him down a notch.
Okay. We are.
Yeah, we are.
And we have, boom.
Drop the mic.
Here we are, the end of the road of episode 12.
Episode 12.
Next week, we become a teenager.
13!
I think we should do an all teenage-themed episode.
I will pretend that I just got my period.
I will pretend like I just discovered how to masturbate, and I think it's only me, and it's
no
a secret.
No one's going to listen to our show, because nobody wants to relive either of those moments in their lives.
I was like, that was like the most, it was like you discovered how to, it's like the first person to make bread. It's like the greatest thing than sliced bread, and you're like, only I know how to do this.
No. Everybody else has that dirty little secret.
I thought I broke my penis. I thought I was going to pee at first.
And then the pee didn't.
It wasn't pee. It was crazy.
Oh my God, this was 12. 12 was great.
This was 12, yeah. So I do think we should do it. We're going to do an all teenage themed episode, though.
Sure. Like teenage give us things. A theme. I
teenage
love a
themes.
Theme.
So tune in next week for a teenage themed episode. Let's put some people in the corner.
I'm going to put Taylor Swift in the corner.
Again, she's just unpack.
She's just going to decorate. You can hang some paintings on the wall.
Cute.
Miley Cyrus needs to go on there too with her.
Okay.
You and I both want to put a certain Bang Across America man.
I actually am not putting
Steve Amos
in the corner.
You don't
want
to put Steve Amos in the corner?
No, I don't have the energy to.
I'm putting him in the corner.
No, because I'm putting, no, I am putting in the corner.
Who are you putting in the corner?
Fucking Jared from Subway.
Ew.
Jared from Subway, you can fucking go in the corner.
Gross.
You molested 14 children.
Gross.
You had, like, child pornography. Very disgusting.
Distributing it.
And, like, was making, like, arrangements for, like, I mean, talking about, like, that's the person, those are the people to go after, like, not rentboy.com.
No,
like,
no.
This guy, like, who was using his millions of dollars from Subway, mm-hmm. who my boss had dinner with him once.
Creepy!
Like, you know, like, a year or two ago.
Ew!
He ate, like, two steaks. Oh. And because he, like, was still contracted with Subway, like, he has to keep his diet within, like, a certain framework.
Oh, my God.
He can't get, like, too big or
whatever,
anything.
Whatever, I don't feel sorry for him. But I'm also putting Subway in the corner,
here's
too.
Here's what's upsetting about this, though, is because, like, you know, Jared, he maybe is facing up to, like, as little as, like, 5 years in prison.
Yeah.
Whereas, I saw this meme where one of the protesters from Baltimore, mm-hmm. Alan Bullock, he smashed a cop car with a traffic cone, mm-hmm. and he is facing up to, he could potentially get life in prison because
life
of that.
Life in prison for that is bullshit.
Whereas
5 years
Jared gets 5 years in prison for, like, that's, you know, like,
I know.
And that's again showing, like, how crimes affect different people
right.
differently.
Different.
One's black, one's white.
Right. Also, Subway knew in 2008.
I can't even.
They were notified, and they didn't do anything.
Fucking kidding me. Mm-mm. I actually eat Subway almost every day.
Ooh, maybe it's time to go to Togo's.
But the Subway's literally the only thing near my office.
What about a Quizmo?
That's the, again, Subway, Quizmo, like a Quizlet?
Yeah.
You mean Quiznos.
Oh, whatever.
No, the only thing by my office is Subway. And Jared, he's right there. No, it's dabbing. You know what else is upsetting about
what,
me?
What?
Jared, he's at his house right now awaiting sentencing.
He's not even in.
No. Ugh. So, you know what? You're at home listening, Jared. Fucking sit in that corner in your house.
Stewing it.
Fuck you.
terrible. I think I'm just going to put the VMAs in the corner, too.
You're not having it?
Nah.
Well, maybe it's not for us. Maybe it's time for us to move on.
To what?
I don't know, Ineke. Let's go out into the world and see what's out there for young adults like you and I.
Ooh, actual young adults, not teenagers. We're young adults.
And all I can do is think about The Hunger Games or The Maze Runner.
Oh, God. Both That's of those are terrible. Still not for us. Not for us.
What's left for us? Oh, you know what is left for us?
What?
The Perfect Stranger.
What's The Perfect Stranger?
That's the new movie with Ineke and I are going to go do research.
Oh, yes!
We're going to go see it. Y'all should go see it. It comes out September 12th.
Gabrielle Union.
No.
Oh, no. What's her name? Who was it?
Sana Lathan.
Oops.
How dare you? You're like a young black woman.
Oh, you know.
Actually, Gabrielle Union's not young. She's 40.
She looks good.
Yeah.
She looks damn good.
Sana Lathan is in the suspense thriller with these two beautiful black men. One of them's crazy.
Michael Pretty Eyes. What's his last name?
I don't know. Take your shirt off. And then the other guy without a shirt.
Handsome man.
Yes. So Neck and Neck are going on a
research We'll report later.
Day. We'll report later.
Follow us at Minority Corner with a K.
And big thanks to some of you have submitted on iTunes.
Yes.
Your comments. We really appreciate it.
Thank
Please
you.
Keep it going.
Shout out to Maury.
Maury Minhaza. Thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah. So please keep supporting, spreading the word.
Yeah. All right. And get yourself out of that corner.
Yeah, if you're in the corner, get
Just
out.
Get out.
Unless it's the minority corner. Ooh, I said it. Ah.